Hey Rabbi, okay, so tonight's subject is Hanukkah list. As usual, although I hope to be able to address a lot of shaylos tonight, hopefully we'll get to them, but we're going to start like we usually do with a little bit of the sugya, a little bit of the avona, the place where everything comes from, actually. Where all those shaylos are going to all end up coming from the same place. So we'll start from there, and that's of course the Gemara in Shabbos, which is where the sugya of Hanukkah, the only place where the sugya of Hanukkah are, a few blocks on the sugya of Hanukkah. And of course we say we're going to speak about the man of Hadlakas Ner Hanukkah, the time for Hanukkah lich. So there's two parts to the time. The Gemara says, Mitzvoto, Misha Tishka Achamo, Ad Shetich Leregul Nasir. So mitzvah is from Shkia Tahamo, whatever that means, whether it means the beginning of Shkia, at Shkia, what we call Shkia. Or Misha Tishka Achamo, once the sun is down, meaning the end of Shkia, what we call Sefer Kehavim. Whatever it is, that's not what we're going to be discussing tonight. Rather, I want to discuss tonight the second half of that maimer, which is Shetishka Achamo Ad Shetich Leregul Nasir. In other words, until when can we light? That's going to be, hopefully, our subject more tonight. So, Achetich L'regol Menashuk, until the foot ends from the street. Whose foot ends from the street? So the Gemara discusses who it is. The Gemara says that Tiragmu the Talmudoi. It's the, when we're discussing the feet that disappear from the street, it's the feet of the Talmudoi. Who are the Talmudoi? So it's basically, it's Moichre Yo'etzim. Rashi explains that these are the people who went out selling wood. Right? So basically until dark and a little after dark, these people were out there selling wood. Now they're out there selling wood because at night was when you would realize that either you were out of wood to light the house, you were out of wood to heat the house. So they were around at that time when people were in the last minute rush. They were the last people really to be circulating in the streets. So when they're finished, then that's the end. Oh, there's Ma'an Adlok, it's not Hanukkah. When is that? Half hour after Sefer Kehavim, there were no more people in the street. Why is it that it depends on this half hour and the Raglu of the Talmudoi? It's because the mitzvah of Ner Hanukkah has a purpose. It has a matara. So for Sumenisa, Ramela, that's the way it works. And what does that Zman tell us? What it says, the Eloi Adli Mazlut. If you didn't light until that time, you should still light. What about if that time passed and you didn't light? Look, Tosfos, Befeirush, Avo Mikan Ve'eloch, Ovar HaZman. Once you pass that time and you didn't light, Ovar HaZman, that's it. Too late. Right? That's what it seems to Tosfos. Now they pass into Rambam. So we have Tosfos, we have the Rambam. The Rambam says Befeirush, as they say in Hilchos Chanukah, Perek Dalet Halacha Hey. So the Rambam, the Kama who's man there. How much is this man we're talking about? K'moi chatzi shor oyesa, right? Around a half hour. We'll get into that a little bit later, the exact lashon over there. Over z'man there, einei madlik. You pass the half hour, can't light anymore. So we have the Gemara, we have Tosfos, we have the Rambam. So if the man. Vilna Goyim brought a Maisa Rav, Halacha L'Maisa, how he, L'Maisa fears it, this was his sack for himself. Klos, Chatzi Shor, Achar, which is, Achaz Mak Lois Regul Menashuk, Madlik Beloi Brocha, that's it. Right? In other words, you missed the boat. So you can still light, and you should still light, but you can't make a brocha anymore because you're not really being the kind of a mitzvah as you were supposed to. Adke Dekach, the next shtickle L'Maisa Rav brings, that Vilna Goyin was makfid to daven as early as possible. Ma'ariv. On Moshe Shabbos, for example, daven the earliest ma'ariv he possibly could. L'shitosa. Right? Because he held. This is it. You're racing against the clock. And once that time passes, you won't be able to light anymore. So you need to daven the earliest ma'ariv he possibly can, rush yourself home, and hop around a little bit of the zman that you're actually in the geya. There's a rice over there that's brought. Came a little late to Ma'ariv on Motzei Shabbos, so he couldn't have the chametz with that minyan. So the girl told him, run home, and light before Maariv. You'll daven Maariv afterwards, because you're going to miss the Zman. And after that, you won't go to light anymore. Again, this is the Gerola Sheet also. Can't do it. Once the time passes, you're finished. Zalman Velozhina. Chaim Velozhina's brother. So we have, again, a Gemara, a Tosfos, a Rambam, we have the Vilna Gaon's Tzfak Halacha L'maaseh. Of course, this brings us to the Shailos and the Negeiros to everyone, probably basically to everyone in this room, or at least to the vast majority of us. What happens if somebody works life? That's one big Shailos. And the York Gaon, what happens if family members come home late? Right? That's another Shailos. So again, according to Gemara Tosfos Rambam, let's talk about what it is over here. It's about around 6:15. Local time, yeah. Basically, if you miss 6:15, that's it. You can't light anymore. As they don't always come with the pastas. The pastas should be, that's around a half hour after taking the chavim, I don't know if it's the exact minutes, you look on the calendar.
Which is safe?
After
Shkia. Right, so Shkia is 5:03, so 6:15 would be 72.
Right. A half an hour after
Tzitzik HaChavim. I looked on the calendar, so Tzitzik HaChavim was 5:43.
So it's the earliest,
okay. Okay, so what is it? A little later.
I'll say 8:72.
Okay, go ahead a little later. Okay, so
15 is 72, so it's
6:45,
is a half hour after
Tzitzik HaChavim. If you want to be Tzitzik HaChavim, I'm 72,
Lakula.
You want to be
Tzitzik HaChavim,
which I would ask you for.
72 is
Lakula, 5 Okay, but I'll call for it, or whatever it is. Okay, and again, so if that happens...
Usually you match in both directions.
Right. Most people are not going to be Mekel based on 72, but okay. If that happens, again... If it's 6:15 or it's a little later, whatever it is, you pass that time, you can't light anyone again. That's that way. Right? You cannot light after that time with a bracha any longer.
So the whole focus is because that's when they stop being in the street of our hands.
So we're going to deal with that. But first, before we deal with that, let's get to something else before. Which is that in that same Tosfos, Tosfos adds other words, which are extremely important to us today, halacha l'maisa. Because Tosfos adds, that's for me. Sheikh Azoy, the Tosfos says as follows. Ulari Mir. Ri Bala Tosfos, his opinion is, the Ato, listen to this, our father's God. Aim lochus mota yadus. Doesn't matter. When you light. Why is that? The Onu, Elonu Hekera, Elonuv Neyabayev. Nobody sees our Neyus anyway. Only the people in the family see it. Shari Mazikim for him, because we light inside. And therefore, not the Geya. Therefore, what are you watching the clock for? There's no clock, he says. Now, if you think that this is only the Ri, so no, this is very Rishon in Paskin this way. The Rosh Paskin this way, the Ram, the Iri, the Motzah, the Rashba, list of Rishonim who follow this Psak that they say since we light inside today, you can throw the clock out. Doesn't make a difference. What's the Hezba? Again, the Hezba is, follow the Gemara. According to the Gemara, what's the Gemara dealing with? The Gemara dealing with those days, you lit outside, if you're lighting outside, so come to Chayis. What the Pursume Nisa that you're doing, and why are you lighting outside? You're lighting outside for Pursume Nisa. So it's Klapi Chutz, the Pursume Nisa is to the outside of the Rishu Sarabim. And therefore, if the Pursume Nisa is outside of the Rishu Sarabim, so what if there's nobody out there? So what are you doing? So you're finished. That's called Ashatik Lagel Mashuk. Nobody's out there. But today's days, Zof Tosfos and all these other Rishu that you light inside, Mipnei Agzeira. Therefore, We're aiming at the Abayas, the outside clock has nothing to do with us altogether. At least they, in the Ri and the most Rishayim. Now, the Svara that they're saying, the Chesron that they're saying is amazing. Which leaves us to with a big question. Because here we have the Gra, who, by the way, lit inside. And even though he lit inside, the Gra is not allowing anyone to light past a half hour after Tzitzik HaChodem. What's he thinking? Also, it's a kasha, right? What's he thinking? What would be his word over here? So l'chayre, one would have to say that l'chayre the pshat is atayt blayt atayt. The time is the time. The zman is the zman. This is the zman that Chazal was mistaken, and we're not going to start changing it according to all kinds of materials that you came up with. There was a takana, original takana. Chazal said to light the menorah at this time until this time. Now you say I have a different thing. Okay, about this doesn't. This is the Sefer Medina of the Gemara. Tosfos wants to be mechadish, he can change his mind according to your mitzvahs. It wasn't Makabal Das. Now, we actually find another one of the earlier Gedalei Acharonim, before the Gra, who has a problem, actually, with Tosfos reading of the Gemara, because what he says, this is the Maralmi Prag, Maralmi Prag is a Sefer Ner Mitzvah on Hanukkah, and he discusses this Shiloh, and he quotes Tosfos, and then he writes, Ein nemolim kamoinu yecholim mispeach pen egdom. Ants, like us, can't open up our mouths against what a Tosfos has to say. However, after he finishes saying that, he opens up his mouth to discuss what they said. And he says, Kasha, since the Gemara itself was the one who brings this change, the change in the Mitzvah didn't start in the time of Tosfos. Definitely didn't start nowadays. It's the Gemara talks about it. If the Gemara says Nichai Shulchan Vedayo, it comes to the Gemara is already saying that you put them in there inside, the little fees there, Dr. Maral. So why does the Gemara say that by Kal Yeregelim and Ashok, and you won't be able to light with the Sumanisa towards the outside, because the time of the outside passed, the Gemara says not to light. That's a theory that doesn't stem. It can't fit. Make up your mind, Dr. Maral. If it has to do with lighting inside or outside, the Gemara already says it's your light inside. So why does the Gemara still leave us with his mouth that has to do with the outside? Al-Karchach, he says, the Gemara didn't change his mouth, but he goes and he's Mazral, he's Pnimius, Kedaratari, why that is, but that's not against us right now. What's against us right now is that it's very possible that the point that the Maral is making, that the Gemara itself seems to imply clearly that even after the change and when we began to light inside, this man still remains the same. Tosfos nothing changed. Tosfos, he says, Tosfos doesn't understand what Tosfos is saying, and it seems that the Gra holds that this man remains the same as a man forever, and it doesn't depend on what's going on in any particular locale, is what it would seem. However, let's not forget that the Gra and the Maral notwithstanding, the Shita of Rav Rishonim still remains that today's days is different. And that therefore, if you're lighting outside, Klapei Chutz is one halacha. If you light inside, it's not that way anymore, and this is the Pesach of the Ramah. Okay. No, so if you follow this story, you're actually following a piece of history. Because, as you see, the Gemara talked about what happens in the time of Gemara, and now you see Tosfos and the Rishonim come along and say, it's different, and then the Torah comes along and turns it back. The Torah, as he continues along in history, ducks the Torah that, in Pesach Shein Beis, he quotes Tosfos, and he says, however, he says, despite what Tosfos says, the Gemara said, he says, that it only goes till a half hour after Tezir Yechavim, and he answered this. After the Dan, even according to us, and in our materials, Tzorech Lidaktik Bashir. You do have to be Lidaktik in the Shir, and it does have to be until a half hour after Tezir Yechavim. Why is that the Torah? She'af Alpi, even though Taken, Shemadlikim Bifnim, even though we touch a light inside, but Kimet Shemadlikim B'Pesach Habayis V'Hupasuah, you light by an open door to the outside. Again, this is the Torah's Messias in his day. In his day and time. You light with an open door. So therefore, Yesha Keir, Lord Rim Lashabim. So whoever passes by your door, your open door, is able to look and see them another. Therefore, he says, all the Dina, we go back to Dina de Gemara. We go back to Dina de Gemara. So we're going to have to worry about that half hour there until people stop asking why outside. So you do have to light on time. Look to Torah, they pass it there. And the Ramah, although, like I said, he brings Das HaTosfos, Kekadim, but the Ramah still brings Das HaTorah, and this is the way the Ramah says like this. Yeshayim. The Bezman HaZeh, the Madlikim Bifnim, Ein Tzorech Lizoheh, Lahad Likoyim, Shatech L'Ragel Menashom. This is Tosfos, right? Ramah passing it like this. Yeshayim. That today's days, because we light inside, we don't have to care about Hashatich L'Reglam and Hashor. When we call Makai, Toiv Li Zoher Gam B'Zman HaZeh. It's good to be Nizer even B'Zman HaZeh, make sure you light at that time. Zok to be Aloha, why is that? That's the Shita Zeh Tosfos.
Us lighting in the window, that's
what we're getting at. So, in other words, Now we have like this. So we have Tosfos who turned the Gemara around and said that we today don't have to follow the Zman of Gemara because we like them. Then we have the Torah turning back around to the Indian and saying, now the door is open. And as the door is open, people could see. And so you have to direct it towards them. If you have to direct it towards them, maybe you have to light on time. That comes around more and Paskim follow the Torah. Okay. Now here comes the Shiloh. Shiloh comes. What about our Messiah today? So first of all, people don't like today with an open door. That's pretty clear. Right? And so therefore, we don't have this man of time. Some people I will mention here, because a lot of people are very fachidish about this, but there are many people who fear this to light by the door. But those people who fear the light by the door, opposite the mezuzah, don't do it with an open door, nor do they necessarily do it at the door to the outside altogether. Right? And this is the minhag. This is the minhag of a lot of chassidim. A lot of chassidim have this minhag. To light by a door dafke, like it says in the Gemara. And so therefore it's a combination in a way of he, Nigla, Nichas Ushon HaVedari, light inside wherever you want. So it's combined with lighting it by the door opposite the mezuzah, which Alpi Pnimius has much more significance, an important significance. So therefore the light on the inside by the door opposite the mezuzah. Right? And again, this is going to have no bearing on what the Torah says. So the Torah says, it's an open door. That's the reason why he does it. You can light by whatever the door you want, but if your door is closed, you're not doing what the Torah is saying that he was doing. And therefore, we're still back to what the Torah says, which is, you're lighting it for Bnei Abayis, Licha Shulchan Evedaya. So that is no bearing on anything. Right? And by the way, this is the Bach. The Bach writes over there, we don't light by an open door, and the Torah is not Megeya, Dr. Bach. Because we don't have this material that the Torah is describing. You're lighting by a door inside, nothing to do with it. And so therefore, Lamaisa, we have to light this man or not. It's Asheni, as was just mentioned here, many, probably the vast majority of the people in this room, say it's like the Morgan of Rome writes. The Morgan of Rome writes the light by the window. The Shabru passes light that way. And Gismesha passes that way. The light by the window. And people who don't have their own material otherwise, that's what most people do, is that they light by the window. So if that happens, we have a very similar situation to what the Torah is causing. See, he said it's the door with the door open. What's the difference? His point is that even if you're lighting inside, you're lighting coffee and banana shoes around it. So if you're putting it in the window, I think that might be a bit of an announcement that you're putting it there because you want to be mechavan klapei chutz. So in that case, we're back to the Torah's psak, which is that you do have to worry about when is exactly the zman of teitak yechavan of tichle regel men ashok. So, if Shimon Sofer, in his tshuvas, his Sofer is tshuva, he has in the back, he has a goyis on Shulchan Aruch, and he has Sofer Shaim Beis, which is this simon, he writes there that those who light by the window, there's a hirus that there are more the rights to have to light. But the man is Megeya, and therefore you should be Zohir, he says, to light within that window of a half hour after Pesach Yichon. Now, Mitzacheni is Yeshua, who says the Shtarka Tanya. And this brings us to further Metzias, which is not really Metzias of who lights where, and who do they mean, but rather, even on the Tzatz, that Tichle Regel Menashuk is the Soif Zman, and that after Tichle Regel Menashuk you can't light, but the Metzias is that Tichle Regel Menashuk would seem to be a different time than it was at the time of the Gemara. Let's make a post to chesed. I mean, a regular workday is a minimum of 9 to 5, right? So even a person who has an office job and is finished at 5, and he could be driving in from who knows where, and so it could be that by the time of Meister they were talking about, 6:15 or even 6:30, he may not even be home yet, right? There are plenty of people who are not home then. When people will come home 6:37 on a regular day. It could definitely happen. People come home later. And, of course, you have people who do come home, and they stay a little bit at home, and then they go out to a share. Right? So people are not necessarily acting like they did in the old days. Oh, he's home, and you never see his face again, and he comes to fair only in the morning. But rather, people are out further these days than they were before, no question about that. And so therefore, if you're going to follow the Zman of the Gemara, which again will be 6:15 or let's say 6:30, whatever it is, you may actually end up having a lot of people who are not even around yet, and then while going to Dafka be around more later. So what happens with that Metzius over here? So let's say you light in the window. Let's say we're going to follow what L'chayr is the Mashmos of the Torah and what it says in the first and the third is Tshuva, which is that you mechaber klal bechutz and you have to worry about tichel regel min hashok. What's tichel regel min hashok? Did that change? In other words, again, one Metzius we saw the Tosfos says changed is that we don't have to worry at all about tichel regel min hashok. So that was saying the Torah turns it back. But what about a different Metzius that may have changed? Which is the Metzius of when is Tichlei Regel Min Hashok, and that should be different today than it was in the old days. So this is Meiridik. The Bnei Yisrael, besides having a lot of beautiful Siddush of Torah, and on Chanukah also, but he has a favorite called Chedushei Maratzah, a Tzvili Melch. And the Chedushei Maratzah is on the Gemara. And over here, he writes a Hilchos Chanukah, and he's Medarik the Loshon HaRambam, which I quoted earlier. Because the Rambam, if we remember clearly what the Rambam's Lashon was, he says that this man is kimoi chati shor, oh yes, like a half hour or more. Now what kind of way is that to write a Pesach Halacha? Half hour or more? Is it a half hour? Is it more? How much more? Right? He doesn't tell you. So he leaves the whole thing very vague. That's no mistake. He says it's relative. It depends. Half hour. That's the way it basically was, and that's what it said. However, or more, depending on what, depending on what the material is. Depends on the time and place. Let's see. And in some places, it's going to be more than a half hour. As a doctor. In other words, if the whole svara is that the reason we're saying tichlei regel min hashok, and the reason we're going to half hours, because, claro, this is not rocket science. We have a klape, b'nei yishus harabim. If we're being mechavim klape, b'nei yishus harabim, so let's wonder out there. When is Tichlei Regel in that place? So this is the Bnei Yisrael's diuk in Lashon HaRambam. Now, so far we're going on the Bnei Yisrael's diuk in Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam is a very important say, because he's the one who, you know, is a very big part of Pesach Halacha L'maaseh. But it's a chaini again. We're taking a diuk from it. However, there is one Rishon who says the volume of Rosh Hashanah in this direction, without being Mishachas to the Rambam, he says it on his own, and there's the Ritva, and that's Sugi on Shabbos. The Ritva on Shabbos is something that is a recent discovery. In all the years we thought it was somewhere else, but the Ritva on Shabbos is a pretty new, recent Sadiyad, and then over there, in the Chofal Zon Beis, look, the Ritva, the Feir Shabbat, U'b'chol mokoyim ha-dover ha-zeh kifi ma-shehu. In each place, this place will be, the halacha will be as it is over there. So, of course, since the spread of electricity, of electric lighting, street lights in the home, lights outdoors, the world is a different world. And people are out there much past 6:15. In fact, even now it's already 10 to 8 and we're still out here. So, kumtavit, people are out there. It's a different mitzvah, and they close up. Moshe Shtabach in a couple of places, made them as man. Right, so this one is mitzvah, that this man is later. Because Kliyas Regel is later. So what do we have up until this point? Until this point, I like this. Rabbi Shreinim holds there is no more interest or issue at all in any particular time. The lighting inside is for the family. It doesn't matter what's going on outside. Then we have other Shreinim who say that you do have to be nezul what's going on outside because you are lighting from Nezul Sarabim, like we saw the Torah and the Ramah. Al-Khayr Shtimuz with the Morgan Avram. Tichlan Amarashuk should be later, and therefore it should be less of a rush. Now, it brings us to an interesting point over here, which is a klar, and I'll let everyone scream whatever they want at this point, because it's hard to be convey of the masmeidim what the svara is over here. But Lamaisa, like I said, there's only one Rishon who be'emes clearly states the mefurish this thing altogether. Right? The Rambam, like I said, it's a diuk, it's vague. Even if you have the diuk, you don't really have a clear zman from him. You just say, we'll see, I don't know. But depends on the place. So what depends on the place? How many people have to be out there? What time is it? Right? But the Ritva is the only one who writes it clearly. He writes clearly also when is the same amount in each place. And this is very, I think it's fascinating. He says it depends on the stores that sell oil. You hear this? The stores that sell oil. Now that's something to think about. What does he mean by the stores that sell oil? Whatever the story is, it seems that again, parallel to Talmud Doi, who were the last people out there selling basic necessities for what you needed for the night, whether it was the heating needs or the lighting needs, whatever it is, the parallel to needs of heating, lighting, lighting as in lighting and lighting, the Menorah, whatever it is, whatever people need on Hanukkah for the rest of the year, when those stores close, that's the end of the day. But this is his lashon. Now, minig ha-poshut. Sheyishwaru kol zman shechanuyeh tamoichin shemen v'kayoyte v'zepsmach. Now, I'm going to say what it seems to me, not that I want it to be this way, but it seems to me that if we're going to follow the ritual over here, I'm afraid that, and again, I did a little bit of research here to find out what goes on over here, but I think one stop is the store that everyone has to go by, right? Even if they're very expensive, it doesn't matter. You still have to go by that store, and if it closes at 8 o'clock, and I don't find it, I looked around in the neighborhood, nobody's open past 8 o'clock over here. This is not New York over here. They have 8 o'clock, it's finished. Everything is finished.
Kroger's still open.
So you have Kroger. There's one of Kroger's. Right? There's also there's Walmart, there's Costco, there's here and there. But these places are not inside the immediate neighborhood where we are. Right? And Kroger, at least every time that I've been there so far, I didn't see a white face there, and definitely know it's from this place. Right? The one that's the closest place. That's outside. It's a little outside the neighborhood. Right? And the other places where people do go, but I don't know when they go there because I won't know because they're outside of it. Right? In this neighborhood, the bakery, the pizza shop, the grocery, everything is closed at 8 o'clock except Moitzoy Shabbos, which is going to take us back to the Shabbos. So again, I am not being familiar with my that it has to be that way. But I think it's an interesting thought in that direction, whether we would have to follow that according to the Israel and say, okay, so Tichel Rekha Mashuk is not going to be 6:30 anymore, but it's going to be 8 o'clock. Well, in New York, it's 11 o'clock, right? Or 12 o'clock. But here, maybe 10 o'clock. Maybe not. I hear also the story. I can't prove.
You have stores on 13th Avenue or 24 hours.
Yeah, okay, so the 24-hour stores you can't follow, right? For more than one reason. First of all, it's not as much. Second of all, who's in the 24-hour store? Somebody who can't sleep at night, and one guy ends up coming out of his robe and going into the store. I'm not going to go by that. We're going by what's the norm. See, well, this fact doesn't matter. They come out of their rope because they can't sleep at night. You know?
The Kela's a night stay, the clients are a night stay, are we going to have a night stay?
But again, for whatever reason, I'm not finding that the ritual says it depends on who goes out to learn. So I would love it to be who out to go. That's much later. Maybe that's learned to learn to later. But the score, like I said, if it's up to that, when the ritual specifies, hey, it's going to be pretty early. Right? So I'm going to leave that as an open question. I'm not giving you any track on that. Anyway, we're going to find out that it's less Megaya, but if you want to be Mahadr, to yes, be worried about Tichel Ego Hashuk, could be there's a mockery that after you ask Mahadr, even if you don't like, like I said, until 16 or 6:30, maybe there's an Indian to light until 8, except on Motzei Shabbos, as we'll discuss. So let's go a little further. Besides these Inyonim, there's another Indian. Vayashkam Avram Baboike. Vayashkam Avram Baboike, what do we learn from that? Vayashkam Avram Baboike learns out from there. The Indian of Zizim Magdim and the Mitzvahs, even when it's kosher kol hayur. Still is Inyan of Zizim Magdim and the Mitzvahs. Stechemet Hainas and his Marechas on this Inyan, that it's a Deraisa. The Inyan of Magdim and the Mitzvahs is a Deraisa. I have a lot of Arichas on this. We're not going to have any time for this. Let's skip it and get to down to a little bit more flesh. But Lamaisa, Zizim Magdim, and therefore it comes to Allah Kizmer Hanukkah, even if there's no Chiyav to light right away, and even if the clock disappears, like we saw in Tosfos, where we shine him. However, Zizim Magdim and the Mitzvahs is Zichah there is, and by the way, the Ram brings the Tosfos, who says that today doesn't matter, and he says the Chatzchila Tzorich LaHadlik Mishetish Ka'achama Shem the Zizim Magdim and the Mitzvahs, even according to Tosfos, at least in Rashba and the Ram, and the Rashba by Rishon Lezion. So Amrinu LeKamon Harogim LeChanukah Having LeBonu Tamini Chachomim. So he's implying there's a special Avtocha for somebody who looks to light Chanukah Lech Bezrizus, even if you don't have to, but he's looking to do it as early as you could, and he has this Avtocha Having LeBonu Tamini Chachomim. That's not a bad promise, by the way. Taloch LeMaisa. What are we coming out with now? What I think we're coming out with now is like this. According to Rabbi Shainim, after everything is said and done, there is no chiyuv today to light Bezman anymore. As he states, right? No chiyuv anymore. As I come to eyes, according to Rabbi Shainim, except one thing that there is. The thing of Zizim Magdim Elamit says that's really what there is today. It's the only thing that's really anything that's machayiv. Therefore, let's pay attention to this. If what's going to come out is that the real reason, and we're going to find a lot of applications for this, that we're going to try to light early, and the earliest we can, because these are like Dimon Lemitzvah, that is big enough to mean this. The Tzumas Adash, they got the Kiddush Lavana. Kiddush Lavana is also in the Zizim HaKdimah. But there's also a fakirte, and this is right away it's brought in Shalmei and Mishpachta Sofrim, that there's an inyan to Mimkaz Shalom and Mitzvah Shabbos. Nothing. Why? Because that way you wouldn't get big day Shabbos, number one. And you come in with the Shabbos, the Gemuds, so you're happy. It's Gevaldik. So in Mele, there's the inyan dafti Mimkaz Shalom and Mitzvah Shabbos. No. So, therefore he says, unless you're worried that you miss it altogether, which is often a gear. Now, besides for that inyan, if you're not going to miss this altogether, it's kedai to wait, right? Because it's a good reason to wait. Mitzvah menamuvcha, therefore, he said, is doiche, the reason magdim and the mitzvah, as we pass into the amon, tov chavos. That's one thing about zizim magdim and the mitzvah. In other words, when there's a good reason, with doiche zizim magdim and the mitzvah. The nice is, I read this nice, Shashira, Chaim Baruch Wolfram, was just next to recently, so I'll take this opportunity to mention him, if it's not 100% necessary, I could have skipped it. But he used to tell that the Sat Merov, he learned in the Smedes Shalim Amatz in the old days, the good old days was in the 50s, and Sat Merov came there in the 50s to be a Sandik in the Smedes Shalim. He used to do it at the Sat Merov, he used to make a lot of Achonis in the morning, till he was ready for whatever he had to do, and he came pretty late, and somebody came over and said, well, it must have been a bit frustrated, and said to the Sat Merov, what's it, I ask him, I've known my breaker? Yeah. Hit the cash. I ask him about the baker. When Rabbi answered him, he said, after I ask him about the baker, it says, the yach which is chamoyde. Rabbi is a little tighter than the baker, so I ask him about the yach which is chamoyde. In other words, he said, who knows how long it took him for my yach which is chamoyde? In other words, he was saying, I have my chamoyde that I have to deal with, and I'm going to have to saddle the chamoyde. And therefore, that also was part of the time. In other words, what does that mean? He woke up early in the morning, and let's not fool ourselves. The Sabbath woke up early in the morning. Much earlier than all the people with the Kabbalah. Right? But Elamai, the Achona is part of that love. So he woke up early, but he has to do what has to be done. He has to be done right. I use my Gimel Mitzvah. Yeah, I use my Gimel Mitzvah. The Mitzvah, in order to do. The right Achona to approach it properly. And so therefore, that's the Chedek of the Mitzvah, which is Negea, by the way, as we'll see in another minute. It's very Negea. By the way, as we'll see later more in detail. Therefore, let's say comes to Ma'ariv. Yeah? Any Ma'ariv. Right? I have the first possible opportunity. He's my demo. Let's say you're going to daven better later for whatever reason. That's the reason we push it off, because he's going to deal with this. This is all good until you have a different reason that's more important. Now, another place where the Shabbat Rav is Marish Punks Negea, the Mishnah Brewer, when he brings down the Yisrael Magdim attack, and he says, therefore, you should prepare the Menorah much before, the day, the night before, whatever it is, prepare the Menorah. Again, I'm going to repeat over here. The Chassidus HaMinig is not to prepare the Menorah before. But Dafka to prepare the Menorah during the Zman HaHadlaka. Why? Because hopefully you understand that the Achonah is part of the Mitzvah. So this is the Zman of the Mitzvah. The Achonah belongs in the Zman of the Mitzvah. That's when it should be done. At the same time that the Mitzvah can be done as the Zman of Shaiti, because it's not a separate thing. But in any case, back to the Mishabruah, again, if you see LaHalacha, then you know the Jesus and the Chanukah one way or another. However, if you have a good reason to push it off, it's good. So HaHalacha LaMaitzah. Could somebody work late? Here comes the question, right? Could somebody work late, right? If the original Tichle Regel Menashov, 6:15, 6:30, are you allowed to be working at that time? Yes or no? By the way, the Mashal Paskins, you can't eat, learn, do any kind of law, for what's that kind of law, it's not gone. So can you work or not? And the answer is, based on everything we've seen until now, that this is no chiv, stop working today. Because this man is not a chiv gomer anymore, right? The Chathila we saw is definitely Kedai. And we definitely saw Rashi who says that because Zizu Magdima, of course you should try. And also, I'll mention, it's a very good Chinuch also. Chavibas of the Sumenisa, Zizu Slamitsa, there's a lot of Shana in Yonim, but Lahalocha, there is no Chiyuv today. And therefore, since the Chiyuv today is only on Zizu Magdima, so, Manushah, one way or another, we show either the Izno Zman today, or if there is a Zman, it's later anyway. So therefore, Jesus is the Inyan. So Jesus can be pushed off for a good reason. Dovera of it is a good reason. Parnasa could be a good reason. Yeah? And so therefore, also does that. So which brings us to the next shaila, which is, let's say the father taka, because la locha la maisa, the father of in a house is allowed to lie late. Yeah, he is allowed to. It's only else Jesus, he has a good reason, he doesn't have to lie on time. So now here's a good shaila. Let's say somebody, and I don't know if anyone thinks anyone in this room from one direction or the other, but let's say you have a bacher in the house. Okay? The bacher comes home, he's there on time to left. Okay? The father, however, comes home 2 hours later. because he has to work late, or whatever the story is. And yes, they told us the shayla. The father can't. He can't. So he said, here's a magdim, and it's not going to be good enough for him to force somebody to come home. But should the bacha light on time? And the answer is, it depends. If the father has no kpeda at all, he's on the head. But if there's a sofik of kibud av ha'em, then there's no question about it that hider mitzvah is not going to be doich in a mitzvah direction, kibud av ha'em. Just like any zrizus is pushed off for a good reason, a papasta also nice it that way, that no bacha should light before his father, unless the father befeirish tells him to do so, and he doesn't mind at all. But if he does mind, he's not welcome to do it.
And
this is what we're going to have to find out.
The Chabad actually has one mezuzah in the house. In other words, not...
So clearly?
We have other people...
Okay, we're going to deal with that house. Deal with that also. Hopefully there's not something that both don't go, but we're going to deal with that somehow. Why does somebody come? Somebody comes home in the middle of the night from a late flight. Yeah? So now, let's first understand, like, as was alluded to over here earlier, it's the chomitzvah b'nei abayit, it's chayodom. Kalkuf Nundal, it says, koidim sheyadli, yikabeitz kol b'nei beitoi, lefarsim hames. Magen Avrom, comes from Magen Avrom, shebrua kasachayim. No, if he's going to come home late, he's coming home middle of the night. Yeah? And everybody's sleeping when he comes home. So we said we're waiting for the father because we don't want to make him angry. Right? But he's coming home 2 o'clock in the morning and everybody is asleep. Now, he's going to be the other, yeah? Let's say. But is the Kedai, comes the question, for his wife to light Bimkaima before he gets home? Now, the Me'iri says Befeish, the wife can be Maitzi, the husband can be Maitzi, and there is no difference between them in the Chiyav HaBoker, between the husband and the wife. So, now let's make a point of chesed right now, Pesachim. If the husband is going to light, the family won't be there. The wife will light, everyone will be involved. And, you'll have a mitzvah with the manna. So, let's take a moment for Rashis. It says that, Omer Abzeira, Meresh, Kiavino Beiram, beginning when I was away in Yeshiva, Mishtatafna, he was a bocha at that time, Mishtatafna Mepruto, how do you speak the ice? Mishtatafna Mepruto with my host. Boston and his people, once I got married, I mean, Hashtag, they wait till it's not enough to reach out to them anymore. Why? Come out, because I have a great basic. My wife lights for me. Givaldic. So we have 2 chedushim in this Gemara. We have, number one, you don't have to be anywhere in sight. It can be far away in some other place. And you can still be yoytze with what's going on in the house. He was in a different city when this was going on. Right? And he's yoytze with shleimus. And this brings us to a svara, which has to be ogalized, but it's kishmakazaf. And it's very important. It's the truth of Chacham Tzvi. He talks about even a bigger chiddush. He says, you have a cotton sheigi al chinuch. Yeah, let's say you have a 12-year-old boy, 11, 12-year-old boy. And he says, he can be mighty to the family. Look, there's a key when the lanaka kafta the gabra mutul chiyav ha'bloka. The chiyav ha'bloka is not on the head of an individual. El echad mikol v'ni abayis madlik v'pesach ha'chol. So one of the family members' life. V'shuv ein shum chiyav al shum lechem kol v'ni abayis. There's no chiyav left. Once one person in the house lives, it's done. It's not on an individual. Avu pishaloi shamu abrocha, v'leiro abloka.
What about the
heat of the other collection?
What? What about the
heat of the other collection? Okay, that's not right. But again, it's possible to be made that way. If there is, then you have to collect life, not this. I'm talking to somebody who's not. If he is, the other house. Okay, Mahadam and Mahadam. The whole.
Tanya
is Slichus. What? Tanya is Slichus. No! He's not saying that's Slichus. Adifa min that he wasn't there altogether. Right? And he still was with Yeshua, his wife. And Dr. Svater is often plots. He says, it's like the Mitzvah Mezuzah. It's a Chaymas Abayas. It doesn't have to do with any individual. And therefore, Yoytzigimah, finished. No? What is it like also? Another dogma is given. Ner Shabbos. The Ram Moshechon Mokwitz is Ner Shabbos. Echador Isha, Echador Isha. When was the last time you saw each one of them lighting their own candle? Right? It's not that way. And again, even if they're not in the city, one person lights in the house, the other person is Yoytzigimah. One spouse lights in the house. Hopefully, usually the wife. The husband is away. He's Yoytzigimah. If the wife happens to be away, the husband likes, and Yaitza. Ner Chanukah is the same thing. The wife should light if he's coming very late. And this pastor goes to Israel. Better that he should light, she should light this man instead of him. Now, everybody's in their own house. Nobody made a survey, maybe, but looking near it, that everybody knows exactly this. If the husband comes away, the wife lights in the house instead of him. Silas, is that the minig of Eilam? I'm not sure that is it. This takes us back to the swara that we were in, replaces. This man is later that. It's at least later, if it's negaya altogether. It's not the Rosh that it used to be. Elamai, it's in the Zizim Magdimen, for a good reason. Zizim Magdimen is nitcha. What's a good reason? Mitzvah b'yayisim b'shluchay. In other words, if he wants to invite to his own house, he doesn't want to be with somebody else. Mitzvah b'gufay, he wants to do it himself. And that's more chashuv than Zizim, and he has the right to say, if the minhag of Klal Yisrael is that the husband lies, even if the wife could lie just as well, then he can also say, I want a mitzvah b'gufay for myself, right? And he can insist on it, and he can keep it.
So why shouldn't the wife lie in general then? Because if the mitzvah b'guf was then with shlucho, and she's got the same thing as he is, so she should lie her own anyway.
Let's say he wants to put up his own mezuzah, and he doesn't want to give his bocher or his wife to put it up. But we understand that? Okay, he also doesn't want to do it. He's the rich up baggage. He has the right to hold on to it. He'll say, wasn't the wife lying on her own? Okay, you say you stick a goofer in a hole, she's like, do whatever the minute is, yeah? But when I start the gate, but you're right, it's a point. Yeah. Well, halamaisis, okay, bring him for a maisha. Taka, that he has a right to keep his own mitzvah, and not to be right with his wife. And by the way, Chiddush Osman, Rav Hosman says, the mitzvah is a mitzvah, he's a deraiser. Of course, in a deraiser, it's a deraiser. But the sword is a deraiser, and if he should lie by himself, right? As a doctor.
He says there's no mitzvah by Yitzhak Mitzvah.
Yep, yep. Get home at 12:30 from that flight. Do you like?
By the way, because of what you're saying, so in Zalman, the tshuva, I think the tshuva to a woman who's asking, you know, my wife, my husband comes home late, I want to light myself. So the night, he starts off with the nitiya that, you know, what is better is the shisha light. Right? It makes more sense. And he ends off, Hariyalul of Greyer Vishloim Bayez. Lachin Tayyib Lahakzal Tamsin Lashuva. No, he must have had some. They must have heard about this from somewhere. Maybe somebody was going to get upset. So the Maestri says, no, it's better. So again, when can you make this cheshbon altogether? This cheshbon you can only make when the whole thing that's left is reason. If this man was this man the way it was, you couldn't make such a cheshbon. There's no looking for that at all. Definitely the wife would have to last.
Is there testimony if any day say for all three?
No. This is what I'm very good for.
He lives by himself.
Okay, that's
okay.
So same thing. Never right. And at least when he's tiny, you're losing a bigger thing that you could have got.
Yeah.
And you want it. It comes with being
a person. You don't make a bro.
Okay. Okay. We're going to have to get to that eventually. What happens though, if every day of Hanukkah, let's take this different side. What happens every day of Hanukkah, this guy comes home at 11 o'clock at night? Every day. Not talking about somebody got on a flight at 12 o'clock. Every day he gets on 11 o'clock. And his children are not part of his adlock at all, Hanukkah, ever. Not by Kroy, it happened once or twice. Then it has to be definitely reevaluated if he's going to hold on jealously and guard his mitzvah on the cheshbon of anyone in the family having a Hanukkah altogether. If I'm safe for rights, by the way, listen to this. I'm safe for it. It's a million. He says, if a mitzvah deraisa, to have a Yom Tov of Hanukkah. It's mitzvah deraisa to make Hanukkah into a Yom Tov. Chappelle, yeah? But by Kal V'chomer, he says, it's for a deraisa. Kal V'chomer is a deraisa. So he says, Hanukkah is a Kal V'chomer from Pesach. Pesach, the Yom Tov Shiva V'gulula, the Torah says to make a Yom Tov. So Hanukkah, people are getting killed. And they stop getting killed. You don't have to make a mitzvah. You don't have to make a mitzvah to make a Yom Tov. So he says like this. Mitzvah had lochas for Hanukkah. That's the Rabbah. What's exact observance? That's the one. But to make a Yom Tov of Hanukkah is a deraisa. You have to have a Yom Tov on Hanukkah. That's a mitzvah deraisa, look for some sort. It's Kal V'chomer. So what? Kavon v'halal v'oidah. You have to have a matzah. That's a matzah. Now Moshe's family reported that Moshe had expected to wear at least one kind of Shabbos to Gebege while he was lying in Chanukah. Something. A lot of tzaddikim are talking that way, by the way. Like one thing. We wear one Shabbos, even a Shabbos shoes. Rizav and Shuvah. It doesn't have to be a big deal or a very stark nicker, but something that he wanted to do to express the fact that there's a yontif going on over here. Either way, when I said the yontif, he's not lost in the Hanukkah with the whole family, you're killing the whole thing. There isn't any yontif going on in that house. So Tari Bazari, in such a case, you have two choices, basically. Either come home earlier or let somebody else light instead. But to take the yontif away from the whole family, selfishly, every single night,
Chayyim
not nisht, let nisht al mitzvah.
Shabbos or mitzvah Shabbos?
What was that? Erev
Shabbos or
Mitzvah
Shabbos, like he'll do with the
family. Yeah, okay. But again, that's two out of eight. You know, it has to be thought about. A person has to know what his limits are, how far he could hijack the whole thing. Now, what about, could somebody light on his own in his workplace before he comes home? Normally, the answer is no. You can only light at home. So, Zalman has a chiddush that he says, if a person every day always eats three meals in his office, and unfortunately, there is such an incident. Such a person, Sam Zalman, says that you could light at the office because you live there. Live in the office. Now think about what that means, and maybe you'll stop doing it. Well, nice he says that if you eat three meals a day in the office, such a person, says, could light in the office. He'll do his. That's his house over there. And then there's another house where his family lives, and they'll light over there. The whole mission. Why doesn't somebody make the chasen on Hanukkah marshal? Yeah? So what answer does he have? So either if he's home late enough, before the chasen, maybe he can light there, in the chasen hall, it's not a house. You can't light there. Nothing to talk about. Such a person will have to wait till he gets home after the chasen. Not at least a shachar. We're able to light the Moshe stuff. Okay. So now, in the Rishonim it says, in the Iri and in the Mordechai, it says that the last man to light is a Luisa Shachar. The Shavrura, as was mentioned, is mistapik what to do when you come home late, and there are no Bnei Bayis off any longer. Right? So you don't have regular Bnei Ashok, you don't have it anymore. Bnei Beisai on Adir anymore. Bnei Bazaar, Ivo Sutman, yes. And Shai Atil, he says, to wake everyone up. Now, Tom's going to know how to be cash on that. He said, I'll be Musa. The Bali Musa, not the Shtem. He said, what are you doing? You want to be here to your mitzvah, so you're going to wake up Yana for your mitzvah. It doesn't work that way. You can't wake up Yana for your mitzvah. No, he said that's not the pshat. He said, pshat is that they're also not being yaitzah. If they're also being yaitzah, then it's also. Well, what do you do with the maitzah? Okay. So the Taka Machalek is about to do a loch of the maitzah. Until Aloy Tashachar, see you light with a bracha if nobody else is there. Well, Chayyid is a machin to make a bracha. Even until Aloy Tashachar, because again, what if somebody lives alone, and he lights inside on his own, could he not make a bracha? He couldn't make a bracha. And therefore, until Aloy Tashachar, the Chayyid Yesh Amin Luslech to make a bracha until Aloy Tashachar, if that's the only thing that is possible. Now, of course, there are situations where one cannot light altogether. Right? Because they're not going to be home at all. Right? So what happens in such a case? So the Gemara of Shabbos, we saw what the Gemara of Shabbos ate, which is, let his wife light instead of him. That's a Maisa Reb Zera. But now, there's an interesting Shiloh. Let's say he can't light. So somebody else has to light, because he's not home. One way or another, he's doing Reb Zera's Chiddush. So Shiloh's not like this. What's better? Should his wife light? Should, let's say, he has a grown son, a bocher, should he light? Should either of them light? Is there a difference who lights? Is there a difference for one of them who lights? So Lamaisa Lachira, the psak will be that the wife lights and not the bracha. Why again? She has her own original chiyuv the same way he has it. These take a kufay over here, they're the balei habayis and they have to light. The children were back to Hidra Mitzvah, right? Mahadrim, Mahadrim, Mina Mahadrim, it's already additions. Additions. All tapas. And therefore, the wife should light and not the bracha. What if there's nobody home to light either? What if somebody goes away with his family and they're on the plane and they can't light altogether? Okay, Ayin Tov Reish Ayin Vov Seif Gimel. What to do in that case? He's not going to be able to light, but what else could he do? Ayin Shom.
What do you do in a situation where somebody's in the house, your wife or a butler, and you're staying in a hotel? So do you have to light in the hotel as well, or... they can just light for you. Well, the hotel, anyway, assuming the hotel lets you light, or you do that.
And you ate all three of your meals there, because you had a conference, so you ate all your meals there.
Both light, or your wife can light for you?
You could be yaitzeh with your wife in a budget case, really. Yeah? If you can light easily over there and you want to, so others will say, I'll make a bracha, and you're all about to follow. L'chayre, you should be able to light in that case, since I'm Yisrael Gufa, and that you rechalik yourself, all of you make up, she's not being mighty, you're not being used to a dance, it's your house right now, and you're being used to what your house is right now. But, on Mitzat Sheni, what is often the case is that you can't do that.
You can't,
no, tell you, that's right. You're going to have to light, you'll have to be used to what they're doing over there, and if that has to be done, especially, I'll tell them, I'll tell them. Not everybody knows what you're doing.
I one time organized it, we had 50 people lighting. One person who hadn't lit since he was a little boy.
Was this in the Far East?
No, this was in San Diego, I think it was a conference. But we arranged it for lighting.
Yeah.
Conference.
What about across the time zone?
Awesome, we're gonna get there. Okay, sounds right. What happens? Here's the interesting shot. Let's get into my shot. Right, I said we're going to speak more about Meir. What happens to Meir the night of Hanukkah? What happens to Meir the night of Hanukkah? Those one have to daven Meir before Lochis and Hanukkah. Number one. Number two, if you do have to light Meir, daven Meir before Meir, do you have to, or you have to daven the earliest Meiriv possible that you can find so that you can immediately light? Matzoi Shabbos. Here's a good child. Matzoi Shabbos. Do you have to end Shabbos the earliest you can, daven Meiriv the earliest you can, so you should be able to light the earliest you can? The time of the Gemara, the answer is yes. The Gra, as mentioned earlier, daven Meiriv early. I want to throw in here again, if we're going to follow one stop, Master Shabbos, Dafka. Even if you're going to follow Tichler Egel is later on Master Shabbos. You have the stores are open later. It's not only the stores. Everybody knows. The Mitzvah is people are off later. You feel more comfortable calling people later on Master Shabbos. Especially if they're first going back from Lahu Malka for bringing Gishmak, right? Well, unless you never tried it. The people are there. They're definitely off late. Right? So there's the later Tichler Egel. Chlorazai. Malachit. So now,
what's the one that's open later than Elf?
At 9:30. And what's the Shabbos? It's 12. Right? How am I so well versed in the time? I checked it up for this shit.
Does that mean Thursday night is later than Wednesday?
Absolutely. If you follow the Ritva, it should be that way. Well, see, it's not. I use 8 o'clock on the club. But what's the Chayyid? So the Chayyid, what should be the Ma'ayyid? So what's the Shiloh? The Shiloh is going to stop the Shiloh. Say that Yechavim comes along, and two mistresses or chal simultaneously. So what comes first? Salfi Seichel, Tadir v'she'enri Tadir Kreider. Meiriv is Tadir. Meiriv comes first, number one. Number two, as part of Meiriv, Kishma Dereiser. Kishma Dereiser, Zichel Kreider v'lechanek v'drabonim. And therefore, even though in the Gemara and Shabbos it says the Feirish of Asuminisa is greater than Tadir, but Tosfos writes clearly that that's only if you're going to lose the whole mitzvah. But if you have the mitzvah, Hoder, Koidem, Azay Shteitem, Shai Chuvim, Shmurim, Avchaim, Kitzur Shavonar, Bukhom. Kadushi Meir Tzah. The Menesoska adds more of it also. He says, Meiriv is over by Chatzis. And look, then Chavis Tzol is Tashacha. So Meiriv is first, because you're in more of a rush to finish it before Chatzis. Okay, Azayis. Okay, now what about, let's say somebody has a Hidur, that they didn't keep Rabbeinu Tam, let's say, Fakil Chomra, at any time, the makbet to daven Meiriv after Rabbeinu Tam's Zman. Is he allowed to do that on Hanukkah or not? Or should he make Meiriv earlier? Right? This is all the shaila. The answer is, again, everything is all because of Zizim Magdiman. Zizim Magdiman, you have to have one good reason. What's the good reason? Rabbeinu Tam's a good enough reason. If somebody has that in you, you have a right to wait until after Rabbeinu Tam's Zman. What if somebody doesn't have a minyan Meiriv until later? Maybe you should daven the Yechidus and daven and light after it. Nothing during, of course not. Meiriv and Avlok and Lechanukah, but Etzim are not totally Zer B'Zer. You have no Meiriv right now. There's man came. Why Chanukah? You'll get a Meiriv later with a minion. Daven later with a minion. No question about it. What about Tavu Shein and Tavu Tavu Kodesh? Shein and Bofonov. If both, not both of them are in the gear right now, because you don't have a Meiriv right now, so you can have Mechidus. Nothing doing. That's not a spoiler at all. Now, what we get out of this Levi Torah? Mitzvah Shabbos. On Mitzvah Shabbos, people who keep 72 on Mitzvah Shabbos. Again, is there an inyan make it earlier. The Meisha is in Chelik Dalet, the Meisha is in Chelik Dalet. Ein lehem lemayr gam shul mer Chanukah. You're not to rush any time. If you keep Rabbeinu Tam, keep Rabbeinu Tam at such a time also. You don't have to rush your Shalosh Shuvos either. You don't have to cut short the Tayyar Shalosh Shuvos either. You keep going, right? Again, especially, as we discussed, once the Shabbos is man is later anyway. Now here, till now we discussed what happens if everybody's home and the husband comes home late. What about Saket? What about actually everyone is home and the wife comes home late? I don't think that happens, right? That's a Dova Mosse as well. Again, the Chiyuv is equal on both sides. And therefore, if she's not from Mekoyma at all, she's not around, she's out of town, we'll do Reb Zera again. We'll do Reb Zera. She'll be Yaitza with his lighting in the house. Right? And then, she, let's say, is in the hospital having a baby, let's say, okay? It's light over there without a bracha, but she's going to be Yaitza, the Chatzchila with him in the house. Why not? Same thing, by the way, all the girls are out of the house. The Yaitza with the lighting in the house. But what if she comes home late? What if she comes home 7:30 and he wants to light at 6:30? Or she comes at 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock, whatever it is. So there's a famous Meisa, Rav Nochum Kippur Marodna. If somebody came to watch him like Hanukkah Licht, and this is the vibe, and the time is passing, and passing, and passing, and passing, and this guy jumping out of his skin, but he's not going to say a word. And eventually, about 10, 11 o'clock at night, Nochum's wife shows up, and he lets him in there. And Yannick comes to shine out. So he says, what about Zerizah Magdimim? What are you waiting for? So he says what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Ner Hanukkah Ner Shabbos. You can only do one or the other. Which one should you do? Should you do Ner Shabbos. Ner Shabbos does it. Why? There's Shabbos Adif, Mishul Shalim Beisah. Everybody says, you see the Shalom Bais is Doicha. Everybody needs to wait a little bit, and only to push off the Zerizim. Avada, that we're doing it for Bnei HaBais, and we're going to wait for a wife, absolutely. By the way, another place where this is Negeya, waiting from Zerizim for a good reason. There's a lot of Sefer, Nukir Echaim. He writes, Echad Migdeli Ashkenazim HaMisnagdim. Had a cash on the Rebbe's. There's some Chassidish Rebbe's who fears this to wait till everybody's finished their avlaka in the house. And then a couple of hours later, they make a big avlaka and everybody comes. He said, what's going on? How can the wife wait? Watch what they hear the... Again, he writes, everything is up to the mitzvah. If you have a bigger person, which you could have hundreds of people involved in their Hanukkah because they're interested in seeing your avlaka in their Hanukkah, terrific to push it off a little bit. Jesus is an Enyan, but it can be bigger in Yonam also, which brings up... to a couple of shaylos. Here's an interesting question. If we're tithing that kayoim is the latest man to tikkun regel nashuk, which is another side of the regel nashuk also. The tikkun regel nashuk is not only a matter of how late can you light, but it's also an thing until when do you need it to be lit. Tayyibazoi, is there a chiyuv that your menorah must be lit until 8 o'clock at night? Now you're going to take the 8 o'clock, right? Okay. Or till 12 o'clock on Motzei Shabbos, yeah? Because you can't burn the candle on Motzei. Right? In other words, what's going on over here basically is, if you think Tichlo Yagel Mashuk today is at a different time, then it's at a different time also until 1 and a half to burn. And Kiyodua, the Rizkerov, who lives next to Edison's Theater, I think it's called Edison, right? Yeah. Edison's Theater. So he was Mavada. What time is the latest movie over? And when the last people leave? Because he made sure he lit the big cups full of oil because he wanted it to be burning. So Tichlo Yagel Mashuk, which he held, it was according to the Matthias by him, which was late at night. Sorry about that. No, they were Jewish people. One from there, from those Jewish people. Sorry about that. Come to Chais. No, you can't go both ways with it. Right? So the Torah's Shufa says the Amos, the Chayil Gimli says, we might start Tichlo Yagel Mashuk. He writes that. I'll tell you more. Here's the bigger kid. He says, okay, you know what? You're lighting for the inside. So light for as long as everyone inside is going to be off. Same timer. He says, okay, we're not lighting copy for anymore. Lighting copy to men. You're lighting for the inside. Light for the inside. So the same way we light for the outside as long as anyone's around, so light for the inside as long as anyone's around. No? Now, very side. Good child. Why don't we necessarily see the death of men and oil? And that's a great question because that's, like I said, we're bringing the candle both ends. Now, I want to suggest a shtickel swara to this. I don't know if it's true, and I don't know if it's thought out enough, but I want to talk about it. The pshat is like this. If we taken them on Aloha Lamaisa, that the adlok is klape tnim, dafka, and it's for Bnei Abayis, could be it's not the same as having to wait for it to light until the end of the people outside. Why? Because the people outside, Shatis, there's a din of the Gemara that tells you you should dagger, that you should have it out there as long as the people may pass by. And new people may pass by all the time, so you want it lit until the last of whoever it is that passes by. Maybe somebody passed by the first minute, maybe you put it out. No. You keep it there until whoever it is out there. Not shanking, could be that Klapi, Prim, whoever's in the house is in the house. They saw it for a half hour already. Nobody knew it was going to show up from here on. Efshar, that could be a svara. Why the minigai lemin? They leave it for a half hour for bnei abayis, but not to leave it on until you go to sleep, like the Sefer Teshuva says. Right? Last shaila. So it was mentioned over here. Let's say somebody, erev Chanukah, he's going to Eretz Yisrael. He lives in Eretz Yisrael. Okay? Leaves in Eretz Yisrael. It's erev Chanukah afternoon. He takes the flight. They're lighting for him in his house. That was the shaila before. He's in a different time zone. They're lighting for him. He's being judged at a time that's not Hanukkah for him altogether. Yeah? It's not Hanukkah. Well, it could be the other time also, right? It could be the other direction also. You have, let's say, a seminary girl who comes from America. She's in Eretz Yisrael. It's Moshe Hanukkah, and whatever, it's not the Zman of Adlok anymore, and the father lights for her. Yod and Nish, all the places can say that you are Yoytzer. What's the pshat? I think we have the pshat. The pshat is, as we said earlier, from the Sfasemes, from the Chacham Tzvi. It's not you being moitzi yena. They don't have to be yoitz. It's not a mitzvah gufay. The mitzvah is that the bayis rav adlog. It's like a mezuzah. It's like near Shabbos. So vazoi, what's this man in the house? Whatever the chiyuv in the house is, whoever it is, wherever they are in the world, has to be yoitz of that, right? Toi vazoi, that's the pshat. Even if you're in a different time zone, not only what time zone you're in. The only shtashur is you have to make sure there's adlog of this man, as maybe it's after that in the house. Wait, stop.